Welcome, Johnny. You can take the mic.
Thank you very much. My name is Johnny, and I'm an alcoholic. And I really am delighted to be here, and I love you guys. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And thanks for meditating with me. That's the best part of the meeting. I don't know the prayer of St. Francis by rote, but I know the intention of it. It's weird that I don't know it by rote, but my sponsor suggested don't learn it by rote. That's probably why. Because it's so amazing. It's so beautiful, and it's so clear. What the intention is. Anyway, like I said, I'm an alcoholic, and that's the most important thing I can say before I ever had a drink. There was a deep belief that when the universe made this one, they made a huge mistake that Serenity wasn't made in my size, that I'm alone no matter who I'm with, and the suffering of being a self started at a very young age, and I early found liquor and drugs, and the negative self-talk about me and you and the world and my elementary school teacher and the other students all shut up when I got to drink and use. And I married that as a way of life and quickly developed the physical allergy. So alcohol, liquor, and drugs are my solution to the disease. That started very early. It's a family disease. And I know, at least intellectually, that I can never, one day at a time, ever safely drink or drug again. And that once I stop using on my own power, I can't stay stopped. There's no question. And that the alcohol is but a symptom. And something happened to me almost 20 years ago by the grace of God. The truth about my drinking and using penetrated into my innermost self. There was a full concession that had nothing to do with me, with no thought or effort on my part. And that act of surrender occurred, and the state of surrender followed, and the ego was smashed, and it rebuilds. It's like the Terminator in Terminator 2, you know, it freezes and they shoot it and it blows into a million pieces and they're like, well, thank God that's over. And then the heat melts it and the ego comes back and it's exactly the same as it was and I'm exactly the same man sober as I was drunk, and that loneliness and shame and wrongness and not enough and a sick need to control my feelings and everything else is back, and an assumed omnipotence that I can never meet is here dry, and I'm more dangerous dry than I ever was drunk in many ways, you know? I can take out some people's feelings. It's like what does Darth Vader say? I could kill you with a word, you know? I'm not drunk driving, but man, I'm dry relating, and that's going to hurt some people. So, the topic is step 10, which I believe, my experience is that's the first 9 steps and step 11 all rolled into one. My job is to grow an understanding and effectiveness, especially in my understanding of how powerful these words are for my life and how important it is for me to identify and look for the similarities, not the differences, being convinced that self manifested in various ways was what had defeated us. I'm misquoting. It's common manifestations. In other words, I look for the similarities, not the differences. And below the level of the surface cursory stuff, everybody who's been infected with this disease has the same core belief systems. And if I have the same feelings as Faye and the same thoughts as Luann, and I take the same actions as Sandy, how can the thoughts and feelings and actions be mine? It's not possible. They're ours. So I got to go deeper. I knew Joe Hawk a little bit. I knew Dan Sherman pretty well. And he taught me things that are incredible. And there's always further. God will constantly reveal more to you and to us, and this is my experience. So where does it start, this understanding and effectiveness? Right here at step one. If I go to a step study meeting, I hear sharing about how the first time I took step 4, what happened. And there it ends. I'm in a step study and we're on step 8, and I hear everyone share about what it was like when they wrote out their list. We share in a general way what it used to be like, what happened, and what it's like now. What were like, what happened, and what were like now. So I believe this is a principle for my life that I must share in meetings. And how does the step that we're studying look this day? Because it's the only time that exists is now. And it keeps getting richer. It keeps getting deeper. The more there was a Ken Kesey and the band of Merry Minstrels or whatever they were called. They were going around the U.S. in a school bus that was all painted psychedelic. And for those of you who aren't old enough to know what psychedelic means, it's every color of the rainbow. And the only reason, and they were dosing people on LSD to try to invoke a spiritual experience. And the only reason I bring it up is because on the marquee of the bus, of where it was going, was further, right? This is where we're going, further. And what's my job? Is to see how I play God, to see how below the level of consciousness I think I'm supposed to be a God, but I don't have God-like powers or God-like wisdom or God-like capacities lack of power is, in fact, my dilemma. This is out of the writings of Dr. Harry M. Tebow in The Ego Factors. He was a contemporary of Dr. Silkworth. He had a treatment center in Connecticut. And he was a psychiatrist. And he examined the first 100 and found some commonalities that they did not like hearing, that all alcoholics are, what he said is, obsessed with divine afflatus. They think that they are the king by divine right, and anyone who's ever seen a movie about King Arthur or whatever, we believe that we're royalty because God said so, and we're not the initial king who conquered. We were born to the king, so we gained that right to rule the world because of my family of origin, the God King. And this is a tough pill to swallow, to really see what playing God is, and to see in right here in step one what a failed model that is, and why I need booze or sugar or gambling or more sex or whatever it is to control my feelings, because I'm uncomfortable. In the third step prayer that we shared together, I asked for relief from the bondage of self. Self won't reveal self to self, and what is perceiving cannot be perceived. So self wants relief as the bondage of self. The prayer is not, God, relieve me of the bondage as self. So what we're doing here in step 10 application is the first 9 steps plus step 11, getting with God, all the whole program, to intertwine prayer, meditation, self-examination, a power greater than self, and steps. And it all sounds complicated, but it's not. Because when I turn, when God taps me on the shoulder and reminds me that I'm the wrong source, that my thoughts and feelings and reactions can't manage this life. I've had several careers in my life. One is a chef doing big things at hotels and events for thousands of people, and I'm the chef, and I'm good at it, and I have skills to manage a lot of other people. And I could do that tomorrow. If you had a party for 1,000 people, I could make it happen. But I can't. It is truly awful to admit that I can't take that skill set and apply it to my own life. I can manage an event. I can manage a business. But I can't manage mine. I'm not management material for this life. This is foundational. And I do it as a self, and it's my life. Right? In a weird way, if this meeting had 20,000 alcoholics in it, and I said, whose life is unmanageable? Well, every hand would go up, right? Is the problem that life is unmanageable, or that it's your life? And not God's life, and not our life. My money, my feelings, my thoughts, anything I claim is mine. So now I see that I must have a power, at the very least, that's other than self. Now, self is not great for my life. I need a power that's greater. Right, so I think of greater than, and I think of elementary school, that less than, greater than sign, right? The less than is a point, which is the smallest.
5 minutes remaining.
Sorry, 5 minutes remaining.
Yeah, I got my own timer. Thank you so much. Less than is the smallest possible note in mathematics, a point, right? And greater than is infinite. But then I saw this other meaning of greater than. So simple. Self isn't great. It's abjectly failed. But you and a sponsor and 12 steps and hopefully a relationship with a God that I find deep down within me is great. So I'm going to go with that here in step 10. And I'm going to start the inventory process. And those sheets that Dan wrote are nuclear bomb, but they're not the end-all be-all. There's more, and there's further, and there's deeper. I can see today that it's all security. How powerfully self twists events that a normal person looks at what's coming down the pike potentially as an opportunity. And unless my opportunities, unless it looks like a check, it's horrible. Everything is a problem. I got to deal with this. This is the family disease of alcoholism. It lends to so much suffering. My base perception is that whatever it is, I'm against it. This is Groucho Marx wrote a song called I'm Against It from Horse Feathers. It's beautiful and perfect. I posted it on my blog. By the way, if anybody wants it, I do a daily mailer with some of these concepts. If there's a way to let you want to be added to the list, I'll certainly put you on. So now I'm going to take steps 4, 5, and 6, and I'm going to go deeper. And 4, 5, and 6 is a package. And 4, 5, and 6, and 7, and 8 is a package. And I'm going to look at the truth about Johnny, and I'm going to share it with God, and I'm going to share it with you, because every AA meeting is proof that God will restore me to sanity if I rightly relate myself to Him. So I'm going to, God, I'm scared and I don't know, and I'm often wrong and seldom doubtful, and that's a bad combination. I think this has got to be deconstructed. Can you show me? I got my most spiritual weapon in the world there is. It's called a number 2 pencil, and I'm willing right now to look at the truth about Johnny and share it with you and share it with God and share it with Deborah OAUK. Because I'm on the wrong footing here. No one had to, my parents didn't need to teach me how to hear or how to see. I am awareness that's been hijacked by a self. That self has the family disease of alcoholism and an infantile persisting ego that wants to be a god, and those things are not me. But what happens is I become convinced, becomes convinced that I am self. And now I demand freedom as the bondage of self, not from it. And when I come to you humbly, and this incredible gift of intellect is preceded by humility, I don't know, but I can take the information in here, and God sends it down here. I'm going to contemplate it. I'm going to meditate on it. I'm going to use TM or whatever you do to have a full concession about me to my innermost self, a principle. This is the first step in recovery. right here in step 5 and step 10, wherever I am. And I've harmed you. And I love you so much. God has no grandkids. Why would I ever harm anybody? The truth is, what I am wouldn't. And I want to love you, and I must make it right. I'm not willing to make amends. I'm excited. I must do it. So I ask you, when was the last time you made an amend? And if it's been a while, why? Have you not harmed anybody? Or just share on understanding and effectiveness. So I love you guys, and thanks for having me, and keep coming back.